Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a special report on the Hidden Killers podcast.
Welcome to our special report, and thank you for joining us. My name is Tony Bruschi. We're going to be playing you some audio here. It's about an hour in length, and it is from the Alec Murdaugh murder scene. Quite literally, taken the night that the officers arrived to the scene, walking out of the vehicle. And just the other day, we did play the first 8 minutes of this for you. That's all that had been released at that time. They've now released the full hour of footage. But I want to tell you this, and I kind of struggled if I wanted to release this through the podcast or not, because a lot of this is visual, but if you're sitting there listening on a long car ride and you're extremely into this case and you want to hear it, this is a way to get through it. But I will say this, have your finger on that, you know, fast forward by 15 second button, because there's several places within this where there's just a lot of movement. It is raw body cam footage, but there are several very interesting conversations that you'll hear in here held between Alec and the investigators with investigators, and other folks who were there the night of the murders. But be aware, it's a long piece. It's kind of slow going. I looked at trying to edit it down a little bit to get to the bigger pieces, but they're so kind of convoluted and little pieces here and there. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to give you a warning, let you know firsthand. This is a long piece of audio. You don't want to hear it all? Totally cool. But if you want to get through it, have your finger ready to fast forward a little bit through some of those less intriguing parts, if you will. So here it is, full 1 hour and 9 minutes of police body cam footage of the night that they arrived to find Alec Murdaugh. The first 10 minutes, pretty exciting. Take a listen.
Scene is secure. Got a Whiskey Fox, Whiskey Mike, both gunshot wounds to the head.
Sir, copy. I want to let you know, because of the scene, I did go get a gun and bring
okay.
it down here.
It's in your vehicle? Do you have any guns on you at all?
No, sir, it's leaning okay. up against the side of my car.
Okay. You're fine, man, you're fine. Turn around for me.
I don't have any.
Okay, yes, sir, I see that. Okay. This is your wife and son?
And son.
Okay.
It's bad. Check the pulses.
Yes, sir. This is the firearm you brought from inside the house?
Yes, sir. I went and got... This is a long story. My son was in a boat wreck a few months back. He's okay. been getting threats. Most of it's been benign stuff we didn't take serious.
Okay.
You know, he's been getting, like, punched. I know that's what it is.
Okay. When did you get home? Right when you called, or did you go to the house first? Where is the house?
I came to the house first. My mom has late stages Alzheimer's, and my dad is in the hospital.
Okay.
I left, I don't know what time. I can go back on my phone and tell you the exact times. Did you check? Okay.
Did I check what?
Did you check them?
We got medical guys that's what they're going to do, okay?
What are they doing? Can they hurry?
They are. Yes, sir. That gentleman that was out here already, he's one of the battalion chiefs, okay? How did you pull up? You from back there?
I went to the house, and they weren't home, which was odd. I tried to call.
Okay.
And then I knew they had been down here before I left to go to my mom's.
Okay.
And so that is loaded.
Okay.
You might want to unload it. But I mean,
is this the only firearm with you?
Two, sir.
This is the only one, or is there any more in the truck?
tummy. I believe that's it.
You think that's the only one?
Okay. I'm 99%.
Do you normally have any other firearms in your vehicle?
I don't, but occasionally there's a pistol in there.
Okay. Just wait right here for me for a second, okay?
Central House.
Copy. Kill your front life, I can't see.
Six, five, three, out, seven.
Enjoy it, sir.
Yeah, well, I've already spoken with Captain Deal. He's got a crime scene. He's contacted them, and he's also got a... give us the assistance of a couple of field agents. Regardless of that,
they are dead, aren't they?
Just turn on those
yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
Randy. I can call her dead. Where are you now? All right. Yeah, the police are here now. The police are here now.
Affirmative.
That's my brother.
Okay. When was the last time you were here with them? Or talked to them or anything like that?
It was earlier tonight. I don't know the exact time, but...
Okay.
I left. I was probably gone an hour and a half from my mom's, and I saw them about 45 minutes before that.
Okay.
I rode around with Paul for 2 hours this afternoon in the pickup truck.
That's your son, Paul? Okay.
Somebody going to check him?
Yes, sir. They've already checked him.
They did check him?
Yes, sir.
It's official that they're dead?
Yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
I'm sorry.
No. You're fine.
I'm very sorry. Gotta call her parents.
What's her name?
Her name is Maggie Murdoch. Margaret Brandstetter Murdoch. How you doing?
What's her birthday?
9/15/68.
Okay, and what's your son's first name? You said Paul?
Paul Terry Murdoch.
And what's his birthday?
Jason, do you have anybody coming through town that could stop and pick up that tent? I see lights and off in the distance.
What are they covering them up?
I got some getting dressed now, Sheriff. I'll have somebody stop and grab it.
Tell them they don't have to do that. They don't need to. Preserve what we can.
653. Where's it at? I'm in town.
I actually tried to be Delta 8 because he's going to be the only one that's got access.
What's Paul's birthday?
Copy.
April 14th, 1999, sir.
Put it up as wide as you can.
Might run out, though.
That's fine. You said 99?
Sir?
He was born in 99.
He was born April 14th, 1999.
Okay. What's your first name, sir?
My name is Alex Richard Alexander Murdoch.
Richard Alexander Murdoch?
You familiar with the location?
No. Hey, Cody, come around the truck and then go to the building. Come around the truck and then...
There's a set of prints off to behind the trailer there.
Yes.
I don't know if it's from ours or not, but there's a set of footprints behind the trailer there, too.
Okay.
That's why we kind of step out and stay around this whole year so we don't step over anything.
653, 453, just 8 to the left, one in and grabbing the 10. No, 35.
Just go over to that corner of the building.
Yeah, I'm almost to you. Let me see what we have first and whether or not we're going to handle that part or not.
I see quite a few tire tracks in here. Were any of these you going in and out?
No, I came in here and I left one time and I came back.
Okay.
The rest of them, maybe.
Okay.
From earlier, but
okay.
Only two are mine.
Did you go out this way at all?
No.
Billy, it's right.
Hey, stay here. Got a whole bunch of stuff right there. I don't want to disturb.
But anyway, I'm trying to get the door here so we can kind of get around that way.
Your best way is probably going to be back through those rocks because we can't get any tracks off those rocks anymore.
We'll go back around the other way we just came.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey,
same. Yep. Do you have main pull?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get that in a little bit then.
Okay. Time.
Units 23 on those up.
House 70 unit on scene. Are you behind the house?
There's several of us out here. There's a long dirt driveway right next to the mailbox that says 4147, and you'll see all our lights down here at this shed thing.
You didn't come through brick column.
Negative. I think his brother. He said he was calling somebody. So.
He said what?
He said he was calling somebody.
Okay. But he was rolling over here.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. There's a couple of shell casings right there.
Yeah, those will be easy to find. I was just marking a couple of it where in the gravel it might be harder to see at some point. Y'all familiar with this family?
Yes. I wasn't until he told me the names.
Last name and later.
Murdoch.
I don't.
Anything else you need?
I don't think there's gonna be anything from Andy, but you do.
What is that?
Because that's a.
You said for Evo to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Evo. Okay. Yeah. Hey, watch your step. Huh?
You got Mark?
That's all we have to.
There are.
Yeah.
Okay. The gentleman in the white shirt is the husband of her, father of him. That is Paul Murdoch. This is his mother. Paul Murdoch was that guy in the boating accident from a while back, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most likely. He did have a firearm whenever I pulled up. It's a shotgun. It's been secured in my vehicle.
There's 300 blackout. 300 blackout. Dude, I don't understand what the call is.
717, when you get a chance, you're going to get this phone
call. You will have to give me just a few minutes, but yes, I will.
Who can start a log?
Who's the most expendable that can start a log? Let's put it that way.
This is. Can you start a crime scene log, please?
A log started. Sled's on the way. Let's push. Can we run the tape?
2007
there to there.
Yes.
From that last pole right there to that last pole.
Get a piece of paper, start writing names and times. You don't have any kind of paper?
I have a scrap sheet that's got notes and everything on it.
Here, borrow that.
We can push it from that hole to that hole.
Yep. Sure. I do see some. That look old or fresh? Old, yes. I'll just hold the light for you. Go all the way to that post. Marty, let's just keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, I think we got it.
This is 5-3, all other responding units to Moselle Road. Stop at the road. No one else come down the dirt road. Stop at the road.
Probably
doing that 66 on 95. Copy. What's the other way up
here? From back that way, I guess. Where the house is, I guess.
Okay, that must be where we were.
You referring to the Whiskey Mike, last day walking with a key? Affirmative. Do we have anything else?
Times and people's names?
Correct.
I have a notepad, it's just I'm using the back side of all the paper, so all the front side of the paper has names and information on it.
Well, you can borrow mine for a minute. It's perfectly fine, Cody.
I just didn't want you to be like, we're going to also don't fucking pay me. I paid you for calls.
Do you not have any crime scene log sheets? Hey, it's 717. I was asked to give you guys a call.
Evan, you're late.
Hi. Okay. Okay. I will inquire and I'll get back to you. Okay. All right, I'll find out and give you a call back. Yep, I'll find out from him and give you a call back. All right, bye.
That's right, I'm going to grab a couple.
Well, I got some right here, Jason.
Hey, you want us to close that in?
Sir?
What's
that?
You want us to close it in?
Yeah.
So the guy, I don't know if you want to see what the other guy knows, whoever Eric is, I guess the caller. There's a guy over here that's wanting to talk to him. But that's what he believes.
Don't even know who Eric is. I know an Alex over
Alec.
There.
Alex.
Okay. My bad. There's a guy over here that wants to talk to him.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you wanted me to tell him that or if you wanted me to just chill for a minute. Or if you wanted me to escort him over.
He does not need to walk over
there. No, I mean a long way.
He does not need to go over there.
So you can stay there then?
He can. Gotcha.
I don't have the caller and the caller's brother's name in here. Because I don't know the names yet, but I can get it. But I didn't.
I already wrote it in there.
Alright. I don't know where you were at. I just found the first empty page I can find.
Female victim, male victim, male caller.
And then the other guy, though. I mean, he hasn't came inside the tape yet.
Then don't have to worry about him. Just make sure you get the... Here.
For me and you and all of us got here.
Oh my God.
Is that what you're about to say?
Yes. I came on scene at 22:26.
22:26?
Yes.
Yep.
And whoever U21 is with Fire Rescue, just write U21, Fire Rescue U21.
Yep.
And then...
That was the same time as you?
He came on scene, yeah, same time as me, it's fine. Medic 18 at 22:27.
Yep.
758 on scene 22:30.
Yep.
Same time as you.
Yep.
653 on scene at 22:39.
22:39.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I have as far as times on this goes.
Majestic Oak,
Wait,
in Cottageville.
10-4.
There's a Cottageville unit that can assist. That'd be great.
Pretty sure Majestic Oaks is their jurisdiction anyway.
Central 505, I believe that's in our jurisdiction anyway. I'll take care of that.
Yes, sir. We're going to discuss it later and find out.
Okay. Just I'll make sure I didn't miss something. Well, the dad's over there.
Actually, hold on.
Some people just walked up.
Fire rescue might have some more sheets we can steal.
Okay. That's right. It shouldn't be anybody.
It should be law enforcement.
There is his law enforcement back there.
Laying on the ground. I don't think you're going to fit it in 300 blackout under there.
Not unless it's the shortest 300 blackouts ever been made.
I don't think you put that phone back on. I haven't asked the dad about the phone, but dad did say he came over and checked their pulses. Beyond that, I don't know what else he may have done.
He had a shotgun.
He did have a shotgun with him, and I have secured that in my vehicle.
Yeah, but dude, it's an upward shot. There's his money all over the city. Mm-hmm. Well, my water brain side.
Yeah,
it's all brain.
Yeah,
but that's because he gets his head all over here. So that means he's doing it.
Well, there's the water right there.
Yep.
So
I've got multiple gunshots out of that window too.
Do we see a shell?
At least three.
A shell.
I'm gonna sit there.
Got it.
Yes.
Do you need in and out times or just times are up? Like if they exit multiple times and come back in.
You don't need to keep doing all that.
Okay. I wanted to make sure before.
Yeah. Just so you know, I've got at least five holes in the window in the back of that shed where rounds were exiting out the back that way.
Which is going to be about shot because of the damn widening on the floor. And he was carrying a shotgun on the guy.
It is currently in my vehicle.
Yep.
Thank you.
Y'all just make sure on that side, that's it, nobody else.
How many pellets are normally in a buckshot?
10, 12.
The reason I ask is just because the holes that are in that window look very large.
Yeah, there's some glass.
Some of them larger, some of them smaller.
You'd need it in wood or something solid.
There's a whole bunch of trees back there, so they might be able to find something in a tree. I don't know.
What are they thinking now?
Well, I have no clue, but
he had a shotgun. He had a shotgun. But, yeah. Don't know.
But, basically, not his actual
gun. So, you've got enough power and negative contact with anything?
It's only a ceiling. So, if your shot had enough around it, the shotgun was laying on the floor.
Appreciate it.
That would point to suicide. That doesn't explain her or all the freedom.
Think he got here to shot him?
That's what I'm saying.
Possible.
But yeah, that's the outlier.
She's on their grocery side.
Yeah, that and the 300 dozen shell casings from 300 Blackout.
Is there a casing under this, or is it just chilling there? Okay, that's just chilling there. That's just trash. I was about to do that.
It's okay, I got it.
Okay, appreciate you, Chad.
Those over there are not trash.
Correct.
I think this is where Cody decided to tie that back together for his initial area.
Gotcha. Welcome back to night shift.
Oh, that's terrible. I don't wish that on a motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
No, you have to die. I have to bury a child. There ain't nothing worse than that. Ain't no burying a child and a wife.
7877. How'd it go? Good. Fox Ferry and Jacksonville Road.
I'm going to clear up if I'm not.
Got a part of a vehicle.
Don't think I need you.
Where are you at?
Truck in the South ditch Shore. With the flashes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, where's your car? Is that here right there?
Call the advisor to get to anyone around the vehicle. No signs of a wreck.
I'll be able to
after
get
the church,
people out of my way.
The first road on the right.
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Your shotgun, he hit where is it?
It is currently in my passenger seat in my Tahoe.
Keep it right there, please, sir.
That's exactly where it's staying. It was leaning up against the truck right there whenever I grabbed it.
Okay.
787.
I haven't even touched it to clear it.
Well, that's fine.
Fully loaded, still sitting there.
That'd be great. Have a long ETA.
Yeah, Chad, if you want to, you might better get out before the rest of our wrist gets here. They're going to block. I just want to
check the CID and make sure
they're bringing tents or something, or what are they doing? I'm not sure what they want.
We really don't need any more fire rescue unless.
I believe it was because he said he was calling his brother.
This is Randy.
I talked to Ronnie Cross. We talked to him. I was turning the driver too. It's just his little partner. He's right over here. So.
Do you need me to lift the sheet at all so you can see closer to her body?
Now, how old do you think she is?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, Cody's got my notebook where I had her date of birth in there. I don't remember what the guy told me off the top of my head. But I think somewhere around mid-40s, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew it was his wife.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard it was his wife, but I didn't hear her name. Her name.
Shit. Where did it look like she was at, Danny?
Her head.
Back of her head.
Looked like a shotgun or rifle round.
That I couldn't tell. There was a big old hole coming out the back of her head. And hair all over the place, so it looked like it probably went in and then came out. And his looked more like the top of his head.
The round on him had a big wad behind it, so it was a shotgun.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of 300, there's two 300 blackout shell casings there, three of them right there, and then inside is a shotgun wadding, but we did not see a shotgun shell anywhere.
Which almost leads you, that's
what kind of shotgun did you put in your truck?
I believe it's a 12 gauge.
No, not.
I don't.
Over and under auto pump. It may still be in the channel.
Yeah, that would answer the question.
Was there any blood?
I didn't look super closely at it. I was more concerned with getting it away from him and
If he stretched out because it went in here, took everything out the top, but a pump shotgun, he's got, I guess if he failed, but both his hands were laying underneath his abdomen when he fell forward.
Which makes sense that he's got to reach
He's got to reach down and do that, yeah. Because he'd have to hold
the gun over your truck.
Yeah.
Right there, that very first one with the blue lights.
It's in the tape. It's in
here. This front one right here. Mm-hmm. The wadding is right there. I lied, it's not a pump.
Yep, all the way. But there? Dirt.
Dirt. Yeah, it did have some dirt on the barrel.
That shotgun there?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It wasn't a pump. I thought it was, but it's not a pump. It's automatic. Okay.
Alright.
Got one on the ride.
Am I okay to discontinue this?
Yes.
If I'm not talking to that guy?
How you doing?
What's her birthday?
I'm okay.
9/15/68.
Okay, and what's your son's first name? You said Paul?
Paul Terry Murdoch.
And what's his birthday?
Four. What are they covering them up?
I got some good dress now. Careful, I'll have somebody stop and grab it.
Tell them they don't have to do that. They don't need to.
All right.
Hey, he's asked that if we don't have to disturb anything, not to. We've got sled on the way.
We're just going to cover them up because the family is here.
Yep.
And that's it.
All
right. Right through here, go around this way here.
So if you think it's strong enough.
Yes, I agree.
I told everybody else to cancel so won't really help come down here.
Thank you. Hey, Cody, I need a piece of that tape whenever you get done. Yeah, if y'all don't mind, just mark them. Do what? Okay. I got a casing right here, so watch your step.
That's what I'm thinking of that I live before.
Thank you.
300 blackout.
They've got, they said they had several casings by her body, but this one will be a little bit harder to find later, so I want to mark it real fast. Why are there so many shell casings and only one? Okay.
This pack, AK-4 is in
round. 1 minute 23 on one
there. I don't see anybody. Can I see a couple more pieces? I found some more there.
Back where? Over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why there's so, it's 300 blackout. I'm trying to figure out why there's so many shell casings, but only one gunshot went to the back of each head.
Exactly.
Not my job to figure that out. I'm just curious. I only saw one more casing, but just in case I see more. He, Daniel put his car in there. So. No. This is, I'll tell you about this in a minute. Alright, there's one there. There's blood over here.
Right there.
You looking at shell casings? 300 blackout. Sheriff?
No, it's a white truck.
Probably.
Okay. Is it what?
There's a couple of shell casings out there.
Yeah, those will be easy to find. I was just marking a couple that were in the gravel that might be harder to see at some point. Y'all familiar with this family?
Yes. I wasn't until he told me the names.
I don't even know the name.
I'll fill you in later.
Murdoch.
I don't.
Anything else you need?
I don't think there's going to be anything for me and anybody to do here.
What was that?
Because I'd say.
You said for Evo to do?
Yeah, for me and Evo. Please watch you, or.
Hey, watch this step.
Jesus Christ.
Mark. Huh? You got Mark?
No.
FK1's got me in Rock and Hosdale Road.
The gentleman in the white shirt is the husband of her. That is Paul Murdoch. That's his mother. Paul Murdoch was that. boating accident a while back.
Yeah.
It's going to be retaliation from family.
He did have a firearm whenever I pulled up. It's a shotgun. It's been secured in my office.
It's 300 blackout. 300 blackout. Dude, I don't understand what's up with all the shell casings when there's only one.
You will have to give me just a few minutes, but yes, I will.
I couldn't have been further away from this call.
We can start a log.
Point?
Who's the most expendable that can start a log? Let's put it that way.
It's going to be him.
A log started. Sled's on the way. Let's push. Can we run the tape from there to there? From that last pole right there,
Chad,
to that last pole
has EMS checking?
Yes, sir.
And they're both deceased.
No. Oh, yes.
Any weapons?
No. There's 300 blackout casings around them. But I don't see any weapons. They've not seen any weapons.
Push it from that hole to that hole.
Yep. Okay.
Just in case there's something out here.
I marked the ones that were in the gravel, but there's several more. I didn't look a whole lot. but it looked like only one wound to the back of each head. So I don't understand what the other casings are about, but some. That's the dad's slash husband. This will be a tough one for you. Whatever it is, it ain't gonna be hard. Where are you going to take off? You want me to do it? You stand here? Or you want to do it?
No. All things the same.
I know. I understand that. I just...
it's up to you. Whatever you want to do, man.
Stay right here, then.
All
right. Thank you.
787 Central. When you clear, I have a problem identical from the central vehicle.
Guys, is there anything I can do to help y'all? Or
just a minute, we're gonna pick this sheet up.
All right.
And what I'd like to do is pick it up this way so they can't see.
Yep.
The only thing we're gonna do is see if there's an M, because it changes the scope of everything. If it's firing underneath him,
yep,
we can slow down with all this shit and just let Sled handle it.
I get that.
But if it's not, then we're gonna back everything off real quick.
Okay.
And back everybody even further out.
All right, I'm gonna go grab some
gloves real quick.
I got some right here. Y'all know who the gentleman is in shirt, yellow shirt?
Yeah, his name's Mark Ball.
Yeah, that's the law. That's his, the victim's partner.
Law partner. All right. There is parts next to him there.
All I want to do is say, if I can, get where you can lift each corner. Lift it that way. You got it right here, but off.
Well, the desk over there.
Yeah. Hold on, what's your name?
Fire rescue might have some more cheese.
That's okay. That's all right. It shouldn't be anybody fire rescue right here.
There is, his law partner is back there.
Hang your lean on the bin.
I don't think he put that phone back on his line either.
I haven't asked the dad about the phone, but your dad did say he came over and checked the pulses. Beyond that, I don't know what else he did.
But if you look back here.
Yeah, see, that's him. Well, he had
a shotgun. He did have a shotgun, but then I had secured that in my vehicle.
Yeah, but then it's an upward shot. There's his one you pull over. You know, he's just a lot of them bring up. Yeah, but that's for him to pick his head off on the pivot. So that damn gun. Okay.
So
I've got multiple gunshots out of that window too.
Do we see a shell?
At least three.
A shell somewhere.
Yes.
15
left. All right, let's do this. The ones that are in the tape, that's it. Nobody else in the tape. Even our guys that come up, we're just going to hold. If you would call Laura, have her divert to the office so they would come on with the tent. Laura, or whichever one's closest, either her or James, whichever one's closest to the office, divert to the office. Can you find out if they want us to do? Get Laura started on 35. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Go ahead and get
the
circle going.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, can you divert to the office to start at 35?
Yeah, let's go.
Just so you know, I've got at least. Sorry. Good.
I think she's going to do that. That is kind of long.
That is kind of long.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
It's good.
Thank you. Notice, make sure on that side, that's it.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm even slightly more confused now if that is a suicide.
How many pellets are normally in a buckshot?
10, 12.
Reason I ask is just because the holes that are in that window, very large.
Yeah, there's glass.
Some of them larger, some of them smaller.
It'd be hard to... You'd need it in wood or something solid.
There's a whole bunch of trees back there, so they might be able to find something in a tree. I don't know.
What are they thinking then?
I have no clue, but here's what I'm deducting.
He
had
a shot. But, yeah. I don't know.
But, basically, not his actual brain, but his brain matter is on the ceiling in there. So he was shot at an upward angle. With a shotgun wad laying on the floor.
Appreciate it.
That would point to suicide. That doesn't explain her or all the 300 blackout cases.
Yeah. You think he got here to shotgun?
That's what I'm thinking.
Possible.
Yeah, that's the outlier.
Yeah, that and the dozen shell casings from 300 blackout.
Casing under this, or is it just chilling there? Okay, that's just chilling. It's just trash.
It's okay, I got it.
Okay, appreciate you, Jeff.
Those over there are not trash.
Correct.
I think this is where Cody decided to tie that back together, where his initial tear was. I'm going to clear up if I'm not needed.
Don't think I'm needed.
Where is
it at? South Ball.
No, where's your car? Is that yours right there?
It's outside the tape. I'll be able to get some people out of my way.
The first road on the
sir?
Right. First on scene.
Daniel was first, I was second.
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Your shot's going to be hit with it. It is currently in the passenger seat of my truck.
From the 46 northbound. Yes,
that's exactly where it was staying. It was leaning up against the truck right there whenever I grabbed it.
Okay.
787 Cosgrove. I have any questions. No, that's fine. Fully loaded still, so.
That'd be great. Have a long evening.
That's what I'm trying to do. I just want to check my CID and make sure I'm not needed. They are bringing tents. Do y'all need anything else with me? If not, I'm going to clear up. All right. Daniel has that. Central 758. I'll be clearing up, heading back south.
Central 758.
Hold on 1 minute.
That is the raw audio from the night of the murders from the police body cam on the grounds of Alec Murdaugh's compound. You made it through it all the way. Good job. I know it's a hard one to get through without visuals, but I get it. If you're driving and you want to just kind of take some of these things in like I do, I'd want to hear that as well. So thank you for listening. If you went all the way through that. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. For more details on our conversations, court happenings, and far more with the trial of Alec Murdaugh. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.